So Deirdre, you're very welcome to In Business.
Thank you very much, Amber.
So the Maltech Dingle Hub is stopping providing workspaces for businesses from the end of March. I suppose it was probably a difficult decision to make, but how did you come to that decision, Deirdre?
Yes, Amber, a very difficult decision. We've been providing workspaces here since 2017 with the support of several different exchequer schemes since that time. Now, what has happened is that I suppose there is a cessation of these supports, and that means that we're no longer in a position to offer the workspace services from the end of March.
And how many workspaces would you have been providing in the hub at the moment?
We have 15 offices and 16 desks, open plan desks available in the space in Culzean.
Deirdre, we touched on it there, like it was probably a difficult decision to make, and I can imagine you're quite disappointed, but by the sound of things, given the supports or the lack of supports, it was kind of a decision that was maybe beyond your control a little bit?
It certainly was. We're a very small organisation, and we would be in a rural area. You may not have the same level of scale that you would have in urban areas to make things work on a commercial level. So we were always very dependent on exchequer supports to keep the service going. And it was a very vibrant piece of the work that we were doing on innovation projects, because it provided a physical focal point in the area for people to come together and to, I suppose, be involved in the ethos of the Dingle Hub and to build up a workspace community over the years. So we were very dependent on those supports, and it's just beyond our capacity to continue to provide them without the supports.
And it is a pity, because obviously we all know that, you know, working remotely or the hybrid remote work-life balance is becoming more and more popular. So I suppose it is disappointing to think that you have to stop providing those workspaces. But there are other facilities that people can use if they need a workspace, because I know Uderos also provides workspaces, and that was something that actually the Dingle Hub was managing.
Yes. So what we have now here in Kirkaglena is a thriving workspace community, and I would see that as a very valuable asset to the local area. And it's not just about offering the kind of physical infrastructure that's needed, it's also the social support network. So safeguarding and preserving these networks will be crucial. And the fact that we are in a growth area gives us the advantage that there are GTEC facilities here in this area too. So managing a transition to that space now to minimise the impact of this change is going to be our priority.
And Deirdre, people that were using your own workspaces, I suppose, at the Maltech Dingle Hub, will you be supporting them and helping them in the transition, I suppose, maybe if they need to go over to the Uderos services?
Absolutely. So we have a contract in place with Uderos na Gaeilge to manage the GTEC services up until July. And we're going to work through on that contract to support people who want to make the transition from the space we have here over to that space, and to support Uderos na Gaeilge in any development plans for the future of that space. As we, you know, understand our clients' needs, what they need from that space and what might need to be developed there into the future.
And you mentioned that it was about 50, I think you said, workspaces that you were providing yourselves. And I think it's about 16 then that the Uderos are providing at the GTEC Hub. Will there be a need for people maybe to book further in advance if they want to use one of the workspaces, or how would you envision it working?
At present, the provision of space over in the GTEC Hub is for 16 open plan desks. So we have a number of clients who need small offices that can cater for, you know, a small team of people working. And so that provision won't meet their needs immediately. So we're working on a plan to try to meet everyone's needs. And as I said, it's over 50 people using the space here at the moment, and space for 16 over. So we do need to get that plan in place quickly and work to be able to meet everyone's needs. At least put a long-term plan in place and meet as much as we can in the short term.
And Deirdre, I suppose it's very important as well that we do highlight that the Dingle Hub will remain open. It's not closing, it's just that these workspaces won't be provided into the future, but you will remain open, and there's a lot of exciting work happening at the Hub.
Absolutely. So, you know, since 2018, we have developed a number of initiatives and projects in the area of building a sustainable future for Kirkaglena. And it's on those innovation projects that we have seen perhaps this community thrive and flourish. And a significant economic impact as a result of all of these initiatives. You know, we can quantify our economic impact at the equivalent of 256 full-time equivalent roles here on the peninsula. And that is a number of projects and initiatives that we have run over the years that are bringing in, I suppose, income into the area and that are employing people to deliver on these projects. But it's also the new businesses that have established as a direct result of being involved in the different innovation initiatives that have been happening. So we're going to focus our efforts on those, on building that pipeline into the future, on a sustainable economic, environmental and social future for Kirkcaldy, and continuing to work with the wonderful partners that we've had all along and with the people who are delivering on these projects.
That's great to hear. And while it is disappointing, obviously, that this aspect is coming to an end, it is exciting, I suppose, on the other hand, then, because as you mentioned, there is a very thriving community in Corcaguina, and there's a lot of exciting businesses and a lot of exciting projects happening all the time out there. So I suppose it's nice, on one hand, that you have more time maybe to focus on that aspect and to build it up, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and that's what we must do now to consolidate our efforts. As I said, we're a small organisation. We really need to focus the resources that we have and our efforts onto building these projects and initiatives. And our model, I suppose, it utilises many Exchequer supports and EU funding to support the specific projects. And I should say, while there was a cessation of supports for workspace provision, there is, you know, an abundant amount of supports out there to deliver on innovation projects, and we will continue to leverage them. We recognise clearly now the susceptibility of this model to changes in the funding landscape. So we've already begun to take a creative approach by venturing into consultancy services that align with our environmental and our social mission. And this work is in the early stages of development. So we're very open to working with companies and corporations to engage with us to save any needs in this area. And we're very eager to expand and enhance those services. So what we're going to do, I suppose, is we're going to diversify our income streams into the future to ensure a stable income for the years ahead and enabling us to fulfill our goals. And we're going to focus on building new partnerships with people, with companies to create a really impactful, sustainability projects together.
That sounds great. We've spoken a lot on this show, Deirdre, about remote and hybrid working, and by the sounds of things, it is quite popular in Dingle. Obviously, Dingle is quite a busy tourist town. Is that something you're noticing, that people are visiting the area maybe and using these workspaces as a way maybe to extend their stay in the county?
Completely. We've certainly noticed that, you know, since all the tools came in for remote working. In our area, we have, high dependence on tourism. There are a lot of second homes here on the peninsula. We've noticed that people, you know, who may have only been able to come and visit for 2 weeks a year and can now come maybe for the whole summer. And, you know, over the summer months, the hot desking services would have been very, very busy here in Dingle Hub. And that lends its own vibrancy and level of networks and inspires new ideas as you meet new people doing different things. And that leads to a thriving community as well. So we've certainly noticed that in recent years. But our core stable base of those, you know, 50 people, we're noticing that, you know, they might need desk or office for a portion of the week. They may be in the office for another portion of the week. But what people mostly need is to have that level of social interaction on a daily basis at the office. You know, there is maybe broadband at home for people now, but the social interaction is the vital piece of it. And that's what the hubs can provide in that, you know, hybrid office or remote working roles that we are seeing now.
It certainly is. That aspect is hugely important. Deirdre, just before I let you go, I suppose the people that were using the hubs in the Multec Dingle Hub, do they need to contact you? Or I know you said you were developing a plan. Will you be in touch with them just in terms of the spaces going forward and the plan that you're putting in place?
Oh, with all of our long-term clients, we'll be in regular contact with them. We already are to develop the plans for them. You know, we will be working with them over the next 6 weeks to ensure that we can meet all of their needs, as I said, on a short-term basis or as within a longer-term plan with Udaros na Gaeltachta. So it's one-on-one sessions with them to ensure all the needs are met.
That's great to hear. Deirdre, it's been lovely talking to you and thank you for joining me on the show.
Thank you very much, Amber.